1. Belter sat bolt upright in the dark, sweating and shivering, the echo of thunder in his ears so loud that it took a moment before he could hear the pelting of heavy raindrops on the split slate roof. Even so, he first wondered where he was before realizing he was in his bed in Athol and Meldrin's house. Except Athol is dead because you couldn't save him. Belter took a deep breath. He knew, honestly knew, that he'd done everything in his power to try to save Athol, and it hadn't been enough. It might not have been enough if he'd been almost beside Athol, or you both might have died. But he'd been where he'd been, and Athol had been where he had been, and from 50 yards away Belter had only been able to contain the chaos of the Galassian mage, but he hadn't had enough power from that distance to also protect Athol when the order of Athol's shields had meshed with the chaos of the Galassian's shields. He could still see that awful moment when that mixed order and chaos had destroyed both Athol and the White Mage, and nothing was going to change what had already happened. With that realization, one that he had experienced more mornings than not over the 2 8-days that had passed since the defeat of the Galassian invaders, he slowly rolled into a sitting position with his legs over the side of the bed. Dark as it seemed, he had the feeling that it was close to the time he needed to be up, a feeling reinforced by the odor of baking bread that drifted upstairs from the bakery. Belter washed and shaved quickly, pulled on his clothes, except for his tunic, yanked on his boots, and hurried downstairs to the kitchen, where Meldrin had started the fire in the kitchen hearth. As quickly as he could, while being as careful as he could be, he fried some mutton strips, sliced the small melon into strips, and scrambled eggs and cheese. Then he walked down the side hall that led to the bakery, stopped at the door, and said, "Breakfast is ready."
"I'll be there in a few moments," replied the gray-haired and bearded baker and black mage.
Belter had only been back in the kitchen long enough to pour the hot cider into mugs and seat himself before Meldrin appeared and sat down at the table. He set a small loaf of bread on the end of the table.
"This is for you. You have city patrol duty today, don't you?"
"The first time since before all the fighting. This 8-day, my duty days are 3-day and 7-day. Patrol Mage Osiris requested that I be transferred back to patrol duty as soon as possible. He never wanted me to leave."
"He was wrong about that. Without you, things might have been very different."
Belter couldn't argue about that. Whether in the end they would have been better for Athol and Meldrin was another matter. Meldrin took a sip of the hot cider.
"You know, I appreciate your staying and helping."
"It was the very least I could do," replied Belter, not for the first time. And it was, given that Athol and Meldrin had taken him in when he'd had to flee Galos with nothing but the clothes on his back and a handful of coppers in his wallet. Besides, more practically, where else did he have to go?
"I don't cook as well as you do," Belter had almost said, "as well as Athol," but managed to change his words, knowing that Meldrin would still likely choke up at any mention of Athol. That wasn't surprising, given that the two had been together for more than 20 years.
"I still appreciate it."
Meldrin took a bite of the eggs, nodded, and then said,
"Is it tomorrow when you go back to work with Jorhan?"
"Just for the day, unless he gets more copper."
Belter didn't want to dwell on that.
"Have you talked to Kondar recently?"
He doubted that had happened, but he definitely didn't want to mention Athol, and he did want to know anything Kondar might have said, since Kondar was the senior black mage in Alparta and wasn't exactly the most favorably inclined toward Belter.
"No. He's been noticeably absent since before the invasion, except when he's had no choice, and he was cool."